Heavenly Father, and us, we are grateful for the man of God for our Father's role of things. Our consciousness moment is just the appropriate moment for self-realization in detail. When we speak of self, there are two kinds of self, according to Vedic literature. The exact word in Sanskrit is self, atma. And there is another word, paramatma. Atma and Paramatma. There is some other words also, Mahatma, Duratma. Mahatma means one who has expanded his soul up to the super soul, Paramatma, his karma. Mahatma. Another word is Duratma. When one is far, far away from the super soul. Dur, dur means distant. Bahut dur pare hain, the same in Hindi also they say. Dur, dur means distant. So, Paramatma and Atma. Or God and Godhead as the Supreme Godhead, Supreme God. So, we cannot place everyone on the same level. That is nonsense. As in this world we see that you are richer than me and somebody is richer than you and somebody is richer than somebody else and go on, finding out. Who is the richest? But then you come to God. You cannot find anyone in this material world, at the richest of all, no. Somebody will come out who is richer than him. And somebody will come out who is, I would say, poorer than him. Any position you stand, you will find somebody greater and somebody lesser. Even in the lowest stage of life also, you find somebody is lesser in any capacity, either in richness, or in knowledge, or in duty, or in strength. So many things, we are God. So everyone cannot be placed on the same level. Not only materially, but also spiritually. If you say that this higher status, lower status are calculated in the material world, in the spiritual world, there is no such distinction. That is partially true in the spiritual world. There is no such distinction. But that spiritual distinction is not exactly like material distinction. That distinction is of consciousness. There are these of consciousness, that distinction. So, in the highest status of life, when this distinction is not recognized or cannot be understood, that is called impersonal status, Brahma. Nirvishesh Brahma. Brahma realization without any distinction. This realization of Brahma, impersonal realization, is a beginning of self-realization. That is not final or ultimate. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a statement about the absolute truth. What is absolute truth? There it is stated, absolute, vadanti tat tattavida satyam. Those who are actually in knowledge of the absolute truth, they speak of the absolute truth in this way. What is that? Abhyajnanam, non-dual. There is no duality. Although there is variety, but there is no duality. Here, in the material world, as soon as there is variety, there is duality. But in the spiritual world, there is variety, but there is no duality. How is that? There is two examples. Many you can try to understand. Just like this sun you are seeing every day, sun. Now the sun means there are three divisions. The sun light, sun shine, the sun glow, and the sun beat. Don't think in the sun planet there is no living entity. That is wrong concept. As in this planet there are living entities, similarly in the sun planet also there are living entities. But their bodies are differently constructed. Just as your body is differently constructed, you cannot remain in the water. But the fishes, the aquatics, they can remain in the water. It is a question of construction of the body. But you cannot say that because I cannot live in the water, therefore nobody can live in the water. That is not there. This is not there. So they, our scientists are so-called nonsense. They say there cannot be any existence of living entity in the moon planet, moon planet or sun planet. They say that. But our Vedic literature does not say like that. Living entities, it is said, sarvada. They can go anywhere and they can live anywhere. Sarvada. Sarva means go means going. You can go, just like here in London city. You are sitting here, you can go any other part. Similarly, you can go any other part of the universe or any other part of God's creation. There is material world, spiritual world, you can go everywhere. But you must be capable of going there. Just like to India. And there are many Indians, or there are many Englishmen also. Some of them want to go to India, some of the Indians from India, they want to come to London, they think London is a very wonderful city. And some Englishmen also think, India is a very wonderful land. So we are thinking that Moon land or Sun land or so many other planets may not. So, this one example, we have to understand. that to understand the sun, there are three divisions. The first division is the sunlight or sun time. The sun time is all pervading over the universe. It is not imagination we get from Vedic information. It is said, Iyasya prabha prabhavatu jagadannu koti. This is Brahma Jyotish. Yasya suresa savita sakala grahanam. Savita, his son God. It's called Yasya suresa savita sakala grahanam raja. Tamastha sudamutti asesa sega. So the sun is described as the eye of the Supreme Law. Just like we have got our eyes, we can see to some extent 3 feet, 4 feet, or 10 feet, or 100 feet. But the eyes of God is so powerful, he can see the whole universe. Satya-suresa, savita. Savita means the sun. The sun is. So we have to study in this way. People say, can you show me God? Yes, why not? You just try to see God. Here you see the eyes of God, the sun, the moon. What does it say? Satya-suresa, savita. If you are trying to understand the one eye of God, then another eye then tries to understand other senses. But you cannot understand even one eye. What do you understand of God? In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Prasoham Aksupam Teya. The taste in the water. Aya. Just trying to understand. Prabhasmi, such a surya. I'm the shining in the sun, in the moon. I'm the sound in the sky. So, this light, sound, these are scientific studies. But Krishna says, Bhagavan says, the sound is sound in the sky. So if you can practically study sound, light, scientifically, then you will see Krishna also. That is required. Education means to find out the ultimate goal, absolute truth. In whatever field of education you may be, that doesn't matter. But try to find out the ultimate. Because in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, what is absolute truth? The first question in the Vedanta Sutra is, Athāda Brahma Jignyāsa. Now, this is the chance. This means the human form of life. Is the opportunity to understand the absolute truth. The absolute truth is neither discussed nor understood by the animal society. It is not possible. There is no arrangement in the animal society to understand God or the absolute truth, because they are animals. It is not possible. It is possible in the human society. This association, this room, is an affair to understand the absolute truth, because it belongs to the human society. But if you go to the animal society, they have got such room, such arrangements. So that is the distinction between animals and human beings. Human being, in any part of the world, it doesn't matter. Even uncivilized, there is an inquisitiveness. So that's what is the absolute truth. But this absolute truth is in three varieties understood. Absolute truth is one. Just like the same example. The sun is one. But the study of the sun has in three phases. First of all, you have to study the sunlight, the heat, the illumination, the molecules, the illuminating particles. There are so many things you can study in the sun science. Those who are scientists, who are physicists, they can study the sun science. But this sun science study is not final study about sun. Then the next question is, what is the sun glow? If you have got power, if you have got capacity to manufacture some machine, just like you are trying to go to the moon planet. Similarly, if you can have some capacity to enter into the sun planet, then you study what is the sun planet. And then again, further if you study, then what are the living entities in the sun planet? And when you study the living entities in the sun planet, who is the head, who is the chief of the living entities in the sun planet? It's like we are foreigners, we have come here. Who you inquire, who is the chief of your country? How you get answer? The queen or the prime minister? To the earth planet, there is a chief. Predominantly, personality, in every planet. Not only in this planet, but in every planet. They are called Devata in our planet. These things are described in the Bhagavad Gita. John to Devata, Devan. If you want to go to the moon planet, you can go. There are rules and regulations named how you can prepare yourself. Not like that. To go there in some mask, dress and capture some sand and come out. Not like that. Actually, you go there and leave there. And enjoy life there. That is also. Otherwise, Bhagavad Gita would not have said, Jyanti Deva Vrata Devan. Devan, Devan, this is Suryanna. There are many higher planetary systems where the demigods live. Devan. They are extraordinarily intelligent. Their standard of living is far, far sublime, better than this planet. Therefore, they are demigods, almost God. God is the supreme. But they are almost like God. That beautiful, it is said in the Vedic literature, the more you go to the hard planet, your opulence, your standard of living is thousand times better than this life. These arrangements are there. Now, among all these planets, which sun planet is the chief? How the sun planet is chief? Practically we can see. Everyone we can see that there are so many glittering planets, illuminating planets at night. Millions and millions. But still there is darkness. There is darkness at night. In spite of presentation of the moon and millions of other stars, I still require light. But in the daytime, simply one planet can light everything. dazzled. Then we discuss just for three hours with our Sanitar means this sunlight is the eye of God. Just that creator, Savita, Sakala Grahana, Raja. Raja means king. Sakala Grahana, all other planets. Yes, it is the king. Actually, scientifically, it is true that due to the heat of the sun planet, all other planets are rotating. Otherwise, they will fall down. But they are floating in the air, in the sky, due to the sunlight. Oh. Anyone who knows science, feel like me, gets this fact. And sun is the source of all energy in this material world. All these vegetation, our living condition, minerals, there are so many things which is due to the sun. The sun is the king of all planets and it is stated in the Vedic literature. That's a fact. Asesa Teja. Asesa Teja means unlimited. Teja. Teja means temperate. Unlimited temperature. This sun temperature, see, of course, you have no experience here. In India, you have got experience in living summer season. When there is a scorching heat, it is unbearable, you see. But the sun is 90 million miles or something like that away. It's still the temperature is so hot. And it is estimated that so many millions of miles if we go nearer to the sun, immediately it will burn it. The temperature is so high. Therefore, it says, Atis of Teja. Atis of Teja. So, in this way, if you simply study this sun, there are three things. The sunlight, or sunshine, the sun glow, and then the living entities who are in the sunshine. There are living. Because it is impossible to go, you cannot go even near the sunlight, sun glow. You cannot go even to the moon planet. So, our material knowledge, material science, our material endeavor is very, very insignificant to understand the absolute truth. It is almost impossible. You cannot understand even a planet, then what to speak of the Supreme. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Vadanti Tattva Vidasthasya, those who are in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, they say that the Absolute Truth is realized in three phases. But they are non-dual. How non-dual? Therefore, even if you study the sun time, it is not different from the sun. Because the same quality is there. The temperature and the illumination, two main qualities. In the sun time is fine. And in the same way, if you study the sun glow is one same quality, light, illumination and temperature. And if you go further, if you study the living entity, you will find the same thing, temperature and light. But there is difference, it's still there. You cannot say, when the sunlight enters within your room, through the window, you cannot say, I have got this sun. No. That is within my room. That is not. No. sun is far, far away, but his energy has entered you. So much you can say. But if you think that because the sunlight is within the room, sunlight within your room, sunlight is something, few millions miles nearer this planet, it will be finished. What about your room? The temperature is so high. Therefore, the absolute truth are realized in three phases. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti Sardate. Sardate means to receive from the Vedic literature Sabda Brahma, Sardate, by sound vibration, by transcendental sound, transmission. We understand that the absolute truth is realized in three phases. What is that? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sardate. So what is the difference between Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan? That difference is just like you said. If you study, if you become satisfied, now I am in the light, sunshine, finish my business, and that is Brahma realized. But that is not why that. By Brahma realization, you are in the light, that's the fact. You are in illumination, you are in temperature, that's the fact. But if you are satisfied with that temperature and life, can you remain there? And if you are fortunate enough to make further progress, that is Paramatma. To realize the super soul in everyone's heart, in your heart, in my heart, everyone, all pervading. Sunshine is also all pervading. Brahma is also all pervading. Sarvam Kaliyugam Brahma. Similarly, Paramatma, the super soul, is also all pervading. Meditation means to realize this super soul and to realize that super soul is everywhere. How everywhere? Annantarastam paramanuchayantarastam. The super soul is within the Anna, Anna means Brahma and the universe, and everybody up to the atom is within the atom. Paramanu, Paramanu means atom. The super soul is within the atom. That is the power of God. He can become bigger than the universe, he can put many millions of universes within his belly, at the same time he can enter within the atom. Anoraniyana mahato mahina. Mahato mahina is greater than the greatest and is smaller than the smallest. This way, first realization, Brahma, impersonal. The next realization is Paramatma, super soul. Brahma realization more or less realized by philosophical speculation. And Paramatma realization is achieved more or less by meditation. But Bhagavan realization is transcendental, divorced. That is beyond these philosophical speculation and mental meditation. Beyond. So, these are gradual processes, but just like if you actually serious about studying the sun, subject matter, then you have to study the sunlight and sun globe that enter into sun planet and try to understand. Similarly, if you want to understand the absolute truth, you have to make progress in that way. Brahma realization, Paramatma realization, then personal Bhagavan. A crude example, as in the sun, there is a supreme person, Surya Narayana, the supreme dominating deity in the sun globe. And then the sun globe is there, and then the sunlight is there. Similarly, the absolute truth means being in the beginning the supreme personality of God. Person. And then his plenary expansion. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Hridayesu Arjuna Krishna. Plenary expansion. That person is not like us. Just like I am sitting here, but I am not in my apartment. God is not like that person. He is in his apartment. At the same time, he is everywhere. In everyone's house, and within the atom. But we do not wish to accept God as person because we are thinking God must be a person like me. No. That is our less interest. In the Bhagavad Gita, it's fine. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridayesu Arjuna Krishna. Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, is residing in everyone's heart. Sarva Sutresu, Siddhartham Cha Vimana Vidhi, Sarva Sutresu Vara. Bhagavad Gita is fine. Sutra Sutrabha, the self and the body. And Bhagavad Gita is studying this, what is his body, what is his death. So in that connection, the Lord says that you, the individual soul, is the proprietor of this body. Or, not exactly proprietor, but he is holder. You cannot say you are proprietor. Because as soon as you be asked, that's how we have to do. That we can say leaveholder. Actually it is leaveholder. We are holding this body on certain lease terms for so many years. As soon as the lease period is over, that's it. Oh, I have got so much attraction for this body, how can I make it? Oh, there is no argument. Please, sir. Immediately. I am president of USA. Never mind. Immediately. So don't you see? So what is the use of becoming president? He has so much and that the laws of nature and as the order of Supreme, that immediately I am very profane and very nice, and the first very fast and very good. Therefore, those who are sensible, they do not aspire for all these temporal things. Temporary bodily happy reasons, good birth, good opulence, good beauty, and good knowledge. These are bodily affections. Everyone is very much proud if he's born in a nice family, a nice nation, or he will call, and is proud. Why? Good boy. Then, if one is very weak, or is very proud, then if one does not learn it, he is very sound. And if one is very beautiful, he is also very sound. Janmai Sadhya Sutasri, these are our objects of being proud. But this can be finished within the day. Without it, it is going to be found. So, actually, those who are in the bodily conscious of life, they are in the lower grade of humanity. Just like any, they are considered as any. The animals, they are fully absorbed in thought, the time is gone. Similarly, if a man is absorbed in such thought, the time is gone. And with bodily relation, we make our identification. Because my body is born in this land, England, therefore I am Englishman, therefore all Englishmen at my countrymen, all my family, because I have got this bodily relationship, they are my kinsmen, they are my sons, they are my wife, they are my father, they are my mother, they are my society men. In this way, all our conception of life is on this body, concept of life. But we are not body, we are atma. This is self-realization. Self-realization does not mean that for a few minutes I think that I am not this body. I am something extra. But what is that extra? That should be clearly understood that I am Sri Soul, I am Brahma. I am Brahma. Then, is that finished? Simply by understanding that I am Brahma? No, that is not. You have many other steps to go forward. So simply by Brahma realization, you cannot stay on the platform of understanding that I am not this body. You fall down again. You fall down again and accept this body. Yes, I am this body. Arudya kritsvera param padam tata padam ti adha. After much meditation, hard work, you realize that you are Brahma. But if you do not go further, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, then you fall down. It's like, take a good example. You have got very nice goodness. And advertise yourself that I have reached moonlight, moon planet. But if there is no place to live, you come down again. What will you do? You must have some shelter. You must have baptized. Just like when I was in San Francisco, somebody reporters asked my opinion. Family, what is your opinion that you have gone to the moon planet? Why is it simply a waste of time? Oh, what is the use of going there? And catch some sand and come back. You live there in July. Otherwise, what is it going? What is the use of spending so much money? Similarly, if you simply realize that I am Brahma, you cannot utilize the opportunity, then what is the use of realizing? You can fall down, just like the man has come down again. You may have the time, oh, I went to moon planet. That's all right, but what do you have there? You're like me, with me. What is your extra qualification? You're not living with me. Why did you? I did not take so much trouble. You have taken so much trouble, and you have come back again. So what is the use of such reality? If you cannot utilize it. The Brahma realization is not sufficient. That I am not his body. I am Brahma. No. That is clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita. Brahma realization is not rejected. But if you do not go further, do not make further progress, then it is used as a waste of time. Exactly like that. If you cannot go further, make arrangements how to live, you go with great things in this place. But you, if you cannot stay in any other planet, then you come back again here. That's the point. Similarly, if you go, you realize Brahma. That's very nice. But if you cannot stay in the Brahma realization, and again come to the bodily realization, bodily transform, then what do you find? You are taking so much time. Just after meditation, if you come again, and you get to this, all this nonsense have each other. And what do you do? You must stay. That's the way. That's what Bhagavad Gita says. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. If actually one has realized Brahma, then he should be free from all anxiety. Prasanna. Prasanna means joy. Because all our anxieties are due to this identification of this body. I mean this one, I am Indian, I am this, I am that. Therefore, I am here. All is anxiety. Even the cat and dog, they are all cancer. For their body, okay. As in this and why? Where everyone is anxious. Let them not come. They may not come. Put their walls and feet. How is that? Advancement, so-called nonsense, advancement, the increasing anxiety. But Brahma Buddha means mind. That is factor. That is first. Brahma Buddha Chakalna. And what is that? How? What is the quality of Prasannatma? No sokati, no anthati. There is no hankari and there is no anthati. So long you have got this bodily identification, you have got two qualifications. That you have got persons that you have got is hankara. And if you lose something, then also you learn. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Sotiti. But in Brahma Bhuta person, he has no hankering, no lamenting. Sama Sarvesi Bhuta. Then he sees equally everyone. Sangita Samadarsina. Not that. He is animal, he should be sent to the shelter house for our eating purpose. And the animal may suffer and he may die. This is not Brahma realization. Sama Sarvesi Bhuta. Equal. Oh. If somebody teaches me, I suffer lots of time. It's true. Brahma realization. That if you suffer by others teaching, why should you teach others? Sambharan. So everyone thought, if you can say the use of Brahma realization, but the ultimate goal as we get from the literature is Madhavati Ravate Param. When one is perfect in Brahma realization, he is engaged in devotional service. After being liberated from material concept of life, while it's actually in the Brahma state of transcendental life, you can reveal the Krishna consciousness. So they cannot understand anything with meditators and with speculators. No, they can't, partially. But Vakrama Vijanati Javana Jasyami Tattakaha. As I am asking it through, that can be understood through these meditators. As the Sivadhan and Sadhi is attained after attaining of the Brahma Vijanati. The Brahma Buddha says it's not final, this is not the credit card. Either giving the Brahma Buddha plus one or Paramatma realization plus one. You must make sure that was and go to the platform of Bhagavan between personal and personal. And engage ourselves in the loving transcendental study. Then our time is finished. This is our
Krishna
Father. Done, Hare Krishna, done. Can you not do this? You may try it and do it. What do you have achieved? Done, done, Hare Krishna, done. What did this guy? One year before there, he did not know it. So they, along with their wives and children, they are not dancing and chanting, just that. Is it very difficult for us to come and chant and dance?
Easiest process in the world. Without any education, without any knowledge, simply come and chant and dance.
If there you realize the practical example is required of birth, he began with his chanting and dancing. Now see, the faith, the advancement, the knowledge, the temperament, the attitude, so much advance. You cannot conquer with any other group in this world. So you will. The test to be done by the life will do. The life, easiest process. There is no charge. There is no truth. Don't charge anything. Don't say that I give you some secret mantra. Give me some dollars. No. It is wrong. Charge everything.